plenty to get stuck into, but I do want to quickly ask your thoughts. We were talking about Jose Mourinho there with John Richardson from the Sunday Express a moment or two ago. Jay, first of all, as a good diehard Red, what are your thoughts about Jose and leaving his job?
Well, I mean, obviously, the results have been poor, haven't they? I think they've lost nine games, is it, this season? And, you know, obviously, they're only a point above the relegation zone, and it's quite amazing, really. You know, they won the league last season, and this season's just been an absolute disaster. And the teams that they've been losing against, I mean, obviously, they lost to Bournemouth at home, didn't they, recently as well? And it's just unacceptable, really. But at the end of the day, he's still a manager that's won the league title last season, and he's still a fantastic manager. And I think some of the players need to look at themselves as well, because I think some of them have downed tools, and obviously he's lost the dressing room there. But I suppose if that is the case, then what do you do? Can you stick with a manager when the players aren't playing for him? A decision had to be made, and obviously they've decided to sack him, which has obviously cost Abramovich a lot of money. But, you know, it's interesting to see now who takes over.
Thoughts on that one, Mickey? You know, I think Jay's absolutely spot on there in a way. You know, you could be a brilliant manager, but you get no time whatsoever to try and turn things round.
No, and as you say there, Steve, Jay alluded to it there. When you lose the dressing room and you've got players that are not playing for you anymore, then you've got massive, massive problems. Obviously, there was, you know, the incident with Hazard, you know, at the weekend where, you know, he sort of downed tools a bit, as Jay said, and that's when you're struggling, and I think that's where Abramovich has looked at it and said, listen, we're going to have to do something drastic here, you know, because otherwise, you know, they are just spiralling, aren't they? And obviously, you know, a team like Chelsea can't afford to be down there. But, you know, he's not going to be out of work, is he? Because he is an amazing manager. And, you know, for one reason or the other, things have just gone wrong for him this year. But they'll certainly be, you know, there'll be takers for him without a shadow of a doubt. And I think as well with Pep Guardiola about to make an announcement on his future as well, I think that's why Chelsea have looked at it and thought, right, we're going to have to try and do our business really quickly here.
Well, the gift he's given, Jay, is the fact that fourth place is there, and our two clubs have got a right good old go at it now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the aim for Liverpool this season, to get back into that top four positions and get into the Champions League for next year. And obviously with Chelsea dropping out of it, I mean, I wouldn't completely rule them out, because they've still got top-class players and a new manager coming in there. You know, there's still half a season left yet, so anything can happen.
Well, from Champions League, Jay?
What, with Chelsea?
Yeah.
Well, why not? You know, at the end of the day, teams are struggling. Everyone's beating each other, aren't they? All it takes is to go on a little bit of run of games. Isn't it 8-9 wins on the spin? And Chelsea have done it in the past. They're capable of it. They've got three players. But, you know, it's highly unlikely it'll happen. But I don't think you can 100% rule it out. But, you know, it has opened the door for Liverpool and maybe Everton as well. You know, we're all in the shake-up, aren't we? And the league's very tight. And hopefully Liverpool can get in that top four.
It looks really, really interesting at the moment, doesn't it? Let's have a look at the weekend's action then. Watford-Liverpool is the Sunday game, but it all starts with Everton on Saturday. Everton against Leicester, Mickey, could be the game of the weekend. The sort of football the teams are playing, the free goal-scoring nature that both sides have got at the moment, great, for want of a better term, mentality.
Yeah, I think it's the only safe you're going to get, Mick, I would have thought, Steve, is that it's not going to be a nil-nil, is it? You know, there's going to be goals. You've got Jamie Vardy there banging them in for fun, and obviously we've got Lukaku, who's just on fire at the moment. So you can guarantee that this match is going to be, you know, there's going to be goals in it. It's something that we're going to have to be aware of, because obviously we've become, as Roberto said, ridiculously soft at set pieces. But, you know, Leicester have actually conceded more from corners than what we have. So I think that's something that both teams are going to be looking at. But it's a, you know, it was like deja vu. We won it last week against Norwich. I think, you know, the first half, we were absolutely, you know, magnificent, some of the football that we were playing. But we should have been 3 or 4 up. And obviously it come back to sort of bite us in the second half, because we were like a completely different team once they got one back. And we were lucky in the end, obviously with that miss from Cameron Jerome, we were lucky to come away with a point. So it's something, hopefully, that Roberto's been working on this week, that, you know, set pieces, we need to sort ourselves out, because it's really becoming our Achilles at the moment.
Yeah, Mahrez and Vardy, I mean, their movement, their pace, it's exceptional, isn't it? You wonder how you can plan for that.
Well, they're just confident, to be honest, Steve, aren't they? And once you've got a team playing with confidence, it's really, really tricky, and they're trying everything, and everything that they're doing seems to be coming off. You know, and Jamie Vardy, you know, the Fleetwood Assassin, he's just on fire, you know, and it's something that we're going to have to be aware of, is movement, and we're going to have to sort of try and match them as well, Steve, because they really put a shift in, and I think the team in the Premiership, according to Opta, is that they've ran the most distance this year, and I think that's where we're going to have to try and match them. Hopefully, we're going to have James McCarthy coming back into the midfield. We're going to really going to need his legs against them, and I think we're at home. We have to sort of take the initiative, because if you give them any encouragement whatsoever, they'll be all over us.
The Fleetwood Assassin, brilliant. Everton win, they go above Liverpool, they take 26 points, Palace on 26 in sixth at the moment. You talked about confidence and sort of a run, and of course, Jay, this is what Klopp instilled straight away, wasn't it, in his players? Confidence, belief, ability. Where do you think they are in the life cycle at the moment?
Well, I think Liverpool were flying, weren't they, at one stage? I mean, when we had the victories away from home against Chelsea and Man City, we were flying, and then obviously the home games have been a little bit more difficult, and we only grinded out a victory against Swansea through a penalty from Milner. But, I mean, we've just had a little bit of a dip, haven't we? You know, obviously we lost at Newcastle, and then we drew last week against West Brom. It's a little bit disappointing, that, really, because I thought Liverpool were the better side, and obviously we played some nice football, but you know, Liverpool's Achilles heel is set pieces once again, and the two goals we conceded, we just can't defend them. And obviously the goalkeeper's very poor, isn't he, from set pieces as well. And, you know, it was great at the end to get an equaliser, but they're the type of teams that we've got to be beating and getting the 3 points against. So we're going into this game now against Watford where, you know, obviously we're not in the greatest of form, but Liverpool's away form is a lot better than the home form. And I think with Watford, they've done very well. They've surprised a lot of people because they're probably everyone's favourites to go back down with Bournemouth, weren't they? And they're right up there. I think they're in seventh position, something like that. And the lad up front, they've got a Gallo who's just banging him in for fun. And Troy Deeney, he's obviously the workhorse up there, and it's allowing this Gallo to flourish and score goals, and that's exactly what he's doing. And he's obviously going to be a threat to Liverpool at the weekend.
I mean, teams like Watford and Leicester, they're a breath of fresh air, Jay, aren't they?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, you know, with Leicester, you look at them the back end of last season, and there was signs of this happening, wasn't he? And Mahrez and Vardy are superb together, but everyone's questioning whether or not they can stay there, and I don't think they can, personally. I don't think they'll end up in the top four, but at this moment in time, they've been a breath of fresh air, but they've got a couple of tough games coming up now. They've got to go to Goodison Avenue at the weekend, and then on Boxing Day, they've got to come to Anfield, so we'll have a little look at the credentials then.
Can I just ask Jay there, what did he make of the whole celebration thing, obviously after the goal against West Brom? What did he make of that?
I think with Klopp, you've got to look at it and think, well, you know, he doesn't care what people outside think. He just wants togetherness with the fans and the players, and that's what he built up at Dortmund, and that's what he wants to achieve at Liverpool. So, you know, obviously fans of other clubs are going to look at that and mock us and say, well, you know, you've got to draw at home against West Brom, what are you doing? But I don't think he cares what other people think. It's all about Liverpool Football Club and what he wants between the fans and the players, and that's why he's done it.
Right, yeah, only because I've been talking to a couple of Reds myself, and they sort of weren't happy with it. But, you know, I think it's a German thing that's been sort of brought over, hasn't it? I think it's definitely a continental thing that obviously Klopp decided to bring over here to the UK. And as I say, a couple of Liverpool fans, a couple of me mates and that weren't too happy with it, but I understand why he's doing it, you know.
What did you think of it, Mickey?
For me, honestly, Steve, I thought it was a little bit embarrassing because I understand where, you know, the lads that I've spoke to are coming from, you know, that sort of, you've just drew 2-2, really, you know, you should be sort of disappointed because the league is there for the taking, and it's not, you know, as a Scouser, as a fellow Scouser, it's not something that we're used to, but, you know, as Jay said there, I know what he's trying to do, he's trying to bring the togetherness, and obviously Klopp spoke about the fans staying right to the very end and, you know, not backdooring it, so I understand why he's done it. I just think, as I say, personally, it was just a little bit embarrassing, due because of the result.
I think he's just identified a weakness, hasn't he? And he's just trying to get the best out of everything, isn't he? I think Jurgen, isn't he, Jay, is someone who wants to get very small, that's not a small detail, but he wants to get every detail right. And he's identified that sort of home atmosphere is something that isn't helping the team at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a very passionate guy, isn't he? So he wants Liverpool to achieve, that goes without saying. And he was very disappointed, wasn't he, the Crystal Palace game when people were leaving with 10 minutes to go, and he spoke out about it. And that's nothing new. That happens all the time. It's happened for years. Doesn't matter who the manager is, but he wants that togetherness, and that's why he done it. And, you know, you've also got to look at the fact that that's our last home game now before Christmas, so it might be a way of saying, like, happy Christmas to everyone. And, yeah, listen, I know fans of other clubs are going to find it embarrassing and think, you know, what is he doing? What's he playing at? But as I said before, I don't think Klopp cares. All he's bothered about is Liverpool Football Club, the players that he's got, and obviously the fans, and he wants that togetherness there.
Did you not see the Dortmund players singing Jingle Bells in a line the other day to their supporters?
I didn't actually see it, no. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Right, boys, we're running fast out of time. And, of course, as you mentioned, it's Christmas Day next week and, of course, New Year's Day the week after. So we've got a three-week sabbatical from each other. What position are the two teams going to be in when we come back, when we rejoin each other in the new year? First of all, Mickey.
If we can end up, Steve, you know, because, as I say, you've got a lot of games back-to-back. There's a lot of points to play for. And I think, you know, the games that we've got coming up are certainly games that are winnable. If we can pick up 9 points and we end up sort of there or thereabouts in fifth or sixth, I'd be happy with that, Steve, to be honest, because it's a really important part of the year because, obviously, games are coming so close together. And, obviously, we've got, as well as Liverpool, a massive cup tie as well coming up. You know, so hopefully, and a trip to Wembley. I know I'm not asking for much, but a trip to Wembley and 9 points, I'd be happy with, pal.
Fingers crossed. Happy Christmas. Merry New Year to you, Mickey, and for you, Jay.
Well, look, you know, there's no easy games in the Premier League, but if you look at Liverpool's fixtures on paper, Watford away, we've got Leicester at home, we've got Sunderland away, I think we've got West Ham away as well. You know, you've got to be disappointed if Liverpool don't get around about 10 points there. And, you know, hopefully Liverpool will be in the top four by then. It's going to be tight, but that's the aim for Liverpool this season, to be in the top four. And if we're there come New Year's Day, then I'll be happy with that.
Boys, happy Christmas.
All the best, gents.
All the best, boys.